Paul, good night's work. Happy with the performance and obviously the points.
Yeah, like, you know, if you get a performance, more often than not, you know, you won football matches. To be fair to the players, their work rate tonight, and that was exceptional. And that bunch of players can only get better.
2-0 up after 10 minutes. You know, at half time, you could have been 4 or 5 up easily.
Yeah, but to be fair to Bray as well, you know, I would say the first half was a good game to watch because, you know, we were a bit left open because of the way we played in it. But we just felt that we needed to go and try and win the game from the first whistle. And to be fair to the players, they'd done exactly what they were asked to do.
Come out after break and they get a goal, and that kind of changes things a wee bit in your mind for you, maybe?
Yeah, well, we made a few changes then as well. And, you know, Mark Quigley came on, and I thought I held the ball up very well. You know, some of his touches were out of this world, you know. And, you know, he's a smashing player in that. And, you know, everybody contributed. You know, Seamus Sharkey's come on the night as centre-back. You know, hasn't played much all season that. He's done a great job for us, you know, and credit must go to those players. Now, you know, Ben McLaughlin's made a mistake for the goal, but he responded in the right manner. You know, and that's what you're looking for. People do make mistakes in football, but that's how you respond to it then.
You're sixth on the table now, but people are still talking about, you know, relegation, and you've two games left now. Away to Limerick next week, and then Bowes here in 2 weeks' time. So obviously your focus is just get as much as you can out of Limerick.
Yeah, well, our focus all along has been just one game at a time. Like, and our next match is away to Limerick, and we'll be going there to try to get 3 points.
The way the season's gone, it's been a tough time for Derry, but the run of games under yourself, you're maybe disappointed the season's coming to an end, given the way the boys are playing?
Well, I mean, I don't look at it like that. I mean, I was asked to come on here and do a job to the end of the season, and that, and I'll do it to the best of my ability, and whatever happens after that, you know, that's somebody else's business, you know.
Connor, good night's work.
Well, it was indeed, you know. We knew what we had to do, and we went out and done that. I know we were like a wee bit against it there in the second half when they got a goal back, but it takes big character and big players to come through, and we got the third goal that was vital.
You had the ground running, 2 up in 10 minutes.
Oh, we did indeed, you know. As the manager said, at the start of the game at a high tempo, because we've got really good, quick, skillful players, and we'll be able to beat any team on our day if we start right like that. So, I'm not sure. Like, I think we could have been 3 or 4 nil up in the first 15-20 minutes.
Derry City has that Paul Hegarty stamp all over it, high tempo, up and at him attitude.
Well, it does indeed, you know. Like, he sets it, like, not just for the matches and that, and in training and stuff like that. You know, he expects a very high standard, and as you can see, it's like the work's coming out now onto the pitch.
4-5-1 wouldn't have flattered Derry tonight.
Oh, exactly. Like, as I said, we could have been 3 or 4 nil up after 15-20 minutes. We've that many good players that can score from anywhere, as you've seen, 2 or 3 great goals there tonight. But we still can, get better, and we still can score more goals.
You want to finish on a high away to Limerick next week, and then Bowes here last game of season?
Oh, exactly. You know, I think Limerick won again there tonight, and they're going on a bit of a run. I think we're on a bit of a run now. We're unbeaten now in 3 or 4 games. We'll go down there with full of confidence. We get another good week's training in, and we'll bring a high tempo down there next week and see how they can deal with it.